Siemens could get this kind of light, but not details. Going to the father, we could a little bit more this way. This is the father list. Mm-hmm. And then the, this one. So this is a all atom individual.
Right. So these illustrations really show what the,
that I wanted to do. Yeah. So we, Japan continues. Okay. So, I read. And another thing is the analytical. Electromicroscope images, image. This is also one example. However, we see this image.
Mm-hmm.
This image is something, of course. But here is a diffraction. And we heat the sample. And so image change, diffraction change. Say mm-hmm. analytically. Of course, the diffraction and the microscope are the both sides of it. And fortunately, in Japan, we had a strong group of the electron diffraction.
Mm-hmm.
So when the electron microscope came in, already electron diffraction people was a group.
Mm-hmm.
So the synergy for Japanese, electron microscope, electron diffraction, same thing. But when I hit the world 1954, of course this theoretically is known. But the real application together with electron microscope and diffraction didn't exist outside of Japan. So analytical, you see, good for the material, not good for biology. So his conviction that we should be contribute, we should contribute to the improvement of the material. So that this analytical electron. By the way, I believe analytical electron microscope. This word is invented here.
Uh-huh.
And, but of course, we didn't invent the electron diffraction, electron microscope with one instrument. One instrument just sitting and we can get the diffraction. But this was not our invention. This was some European. So just we put it in a microscope. And then the real application started here, not in Japan, I think. So this kind of the we are not copying just we have our own. I hope this is our own contribution to the electromagnetic society.
Mm-hmm.
So even we didn't succeed, but if we want to diffract material, it should be examined. The replica is not necessary. So we even we made the reflection electron microscope. Surface here. Electron head on the reflector. We want to do the image of this. But of course it didn't work because we are this way. Electron doesn't bound this way. Yes. Just shot it. So it was not useful. But in that part, later time, for example, the silicon,
mm-hmm.
this kind of the diffraction system becomes very, very useful now because so far we can see this. But anyhow, this will give you the one example. I don't know, maybe Siemens people will complain. These are two catalogs from 1954. This and this.
Mm-hmm.
They have by far the highest resolution. They don't need to do any advertising, Siemens microscope.
Mm-hmm.
But our catalog at that time is that we can get diffraction and we can get reflection. We want to be a little different.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this kind of uniqueness certainly was accepted by the material people,
mm-hmm.
and then to the biology also. But I don't think this way was shortest way. Because adding all the complicated microscopes.